National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
Guys, up about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. A jam-packed show today as we discuss a lot of really important stuff. For example, equity market returns. What got us here won't get us there. I'm going to go through an analysis of what... Remember we talked last week about market expectations and how really this is a time after 15.1% compounded return since the crash, the beginning of the recovery, I should say, because the crash took about 50% away. But since that time, it's been straight up. Even though, you know, more recently we've had pretty extreme volatility with tariff discussions and who knows what, you know, breaking into attorneys' client privilege. I mean, the news today, it scared the bejeebers out of you. Didn't know that most of these people are full of baloney. But it's real. And the volatility is back, make no mistake about it. But in either event, how we got here, and we're not going to be able to get there in the future in terms of valuations. And I think that Mike Kelly, the chief investment officer at FS Investments, did a really cogent study, and I'm going to share that with you coming up in just a bit. Also, diversification. Diversification. It has to do with over-diversification. You see this in 401k plans all the time. Many years ago, I worked in the 401k business. Didn't like it one bit for a number of different reasons, but it wasn't because of the employees. I always liked working with the employees and stuff. But I didn't like the industry and the business, and I would like it less today. As I've said many times before, because companies are getting sued by their employees and the plaintiff's lawyers are coming on board and they're trying to get, you know, milk money out of the employer. And all the employers are going to say, I just want to do a 3% match. I just want to take care of my employees. And the employees are suing them. Most of them at the behest of some law firm that wants to make a gajillion dollars on some class action or who knows what. Nonetheless... When I worked in that business, I learned a lot about how employees react to certain situations. And as we get into this valuation thing, I think it's going to be quite important. But also, I learned that many times the employers, in an effort to try to please everybody, would load their 401k plan up with tons of mutual funds, many of which did exactly the same thing. And employees would just look at performance and then put a bunch of money into the best performing funds. And the best performing funds typically bought the same stuff. Like nowadays, it'd be like the FANG stocks. In either event, this fellow wrote about the diversification, meaning too much diversification. And I I agree with that. So I might get a chance to talk about that. But I start today with this is the stuff that I read. Ben Carlson, more than never, less than always. What is that? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the right program, helping you to make better money moves. Here's what Ben had to say. People often try to equate the stock market with a casino. I hear that all the time on radio. You're going to put your money into the Wall Street casino? This analogy fails because in a casino, at least you know the exact odds before you play. Or at least you should. The odds are not good, by the way. They're not good. With the markets, there are no odds, he says. Much of investing requires a leap of faith that growth will continue. People will continue to innovate. People will get up in the morning looking to improve their standard in life. Markets will keep going up over the long term, etc. And we do believe that. And I think it's reasonable to believe that. He goes on, the way I think about the markets goes something like this. The future is always unknowable. History is a pretty good guide. You have to take the present into account, but anything is possible, so expect the unexpected. Great advice. And so I ask you, have you written down on a piece of paper all of the unexpected stuff that could happen and whether or not you're prepared for the unexpected? Most people are not. I kind of live my life now expecting the unexpected for a number of different reasons that I don't want to get into, at least not today. But how do they say it? Stuff happens. I don't think they say it that way, but you know what I'm getting at. Stuff happens, and it happens in the markets. As far as history goes, he goes on, it can help to think in terms of best, base, and worst case. So let's review best case scenario for the markets. And he goes through some stats here that I think are very compelling and interesting. This is the best case. Don't expect the best case, by the way. But here it is. Standard & Poor's 500 returned 14.4% from 1949 to 1968. The Japan index returned 22.4% annually. That's compounded from 1970 to 1989. Small caps in Japan, over 30% per year. Oh, I was alive back then, and it was something to watch. By the way, until it wasn't, which I'll get to in a moment. The S&P returned 17.7% annually from 79 to 99. Even a 60-40 mix generated a 14.5% rate of return. Astounding. Emerging market stocks returned more than 37% annually from 2003 to 2007. Those were the heydays for the emerging markets. Incredible performance. 37% a year. The S&P returned 15.1% from 2009 through 2017. 15.1%. We've been in a pretty darn good situation. Okay, that's the best case scenario. The base case would be more what we would expect the market to deliver. So here's the base case. Stocks have seen an average annual increase of 21% in up years and a loss of 14% in down years since the late 1920s. So when we say it's 10% per year and all that, well, it's really not. That's an average. In the good years, you get like on average 21%, but in the bad years, you get minus 14. And when you amalgamate all that together over a long time period, you get to that 10% average rate of return. But when you hit the retirement, and what the market does early in retirement has a significant impact on your personal results. Next, stocks see annual gains in the 8 to 12% range just 5% of the time. So when we talk about, well, I expect the stock market to do an average of 8% per year, it only does that 5% of the time. The other times it's way up or way down. And that's really important when you're doing your financial calculations. 70% of all calendar year periods see double-digit gains or losses. That's pretty impressive. 70% of the time, it's a double-digit gain or it's a double-digit loss. And how you react to either one or both of those determines the type of investor that you are. Over the past 90 years, U.S. stocks have seen gains in 66 calendar years and losses in 24 of those years. So about two-thirds, three-quarters of the time, the market's going up. There have been 34 double-digit drawdowns in the S&P since World War II. 34 double-digit drawdowns, meaning a loss. And by the way, 22% of those 34, or excuse me, 22 of the 34 drawdowns, whatever percentage that is, 75, 80%, whatever, happen outside of recessions. So we say, well, recessions cause these big, no, it just happens sometimes. The average intra-year drawdown from peak to trough in the S&P since 1950 is close to 14%. That's the base case. When we come back from the break, I will give you the worst case, and then we'll talk about solutions, because that's what we do on this program. So make sure you stay with us. 844-RAY, show up if you want to chat. Emails, which I'll get to in a little bit, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Stick around for more of the Ray Lucia program.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we've been talking about best case scenarios for the stock market going forward, the base case scenario, and many would argue that today you may want to plan on the worst case, probably somewhere in the middle, frankly. But I've given you the best and I've given you the base. Let's talk about the worst case scenario with valuations and all that stuff. And I'm going to get to that probably in the next segment. But let's finish up with something that Ben Carlson wrote, More Than Never, Less Than Always. And he goes on, the worst case scenario. Stocks fell almost 90% during the Great Depression. Could it happen again? I don't know. I guess anything could happen. Now we have different, you know, collars in place now, and we've got margin calls and all that stuff today. But I guess anything could happen. And in this era of technology, I think what we're learning more and more is we don't have nearly as much control as we think we do. Just harken back to Mark Zuckerberg and that interview he did at the, you know, in front of the senators not too long ago. I mean, most of the senators had no idea what Facebook does, and Mark Zuckerberg couldn't answer most of the questions.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It is. Stocks dropped 50% during a brutal recession in 1937. From the 1940s to the 1980s, long-term government bonds lost around 60% of their value after accounting for inflation, something we haven't seen much of. But I remember those times. Yeah, 60% in purchasing power. And you need to know about that. Stocks earned 0% in real returns from 1966 to 1982 because inflation was running at 7% per year. We've been trying for years now to get inflation up to 2%. But how soon we forget when inflation was 7 and how much devastation to people's financial security that caused. Stocks crashed 22% in one day and 33% in one week in 1987. How many people hung in there? Because if they hung in there, the next 13 years were pretty freaking amazing. But a lot of people got out of the market, got scared out of the market. Japanese stocks, remember I talked about them before, how they were, you know, up like 30% per year or 22% per year from 1970 to 1989, whether you look at their large companies or small companies. How about this? Japanese stocks today are still well below where they peaked in 1989. Let me use my fingers. 89 to 99, that's 10 years, to 2009 is 20 years. In 2019, that's next year, it'll be 30 years where your stock portfolio, your Japanese stock portfolio, has earned you basically nothing, and in fact, a negative rate of return. It hasn't even gotten back to even yet. That's frightening, folks. Could it happen here? I don't know. Probably could. So as we look at this, best case, base case, worst case, what do we conclude? You have to conclude that the stock market is a very good place to have some, but not all, of your money. And in fact, when we talk about the stock market, we must talk about being diversified, but not overly so, of the same asset class. In other words, when we talk about diversification on this program, I would prefer to have diversification with fewer stocks in a portfolio. Let's say a large company, you know, managed account with 30 stocks in it instead of 3,000. You know, you buy the Wilshire 5000, you own the whole market, you own all the stocks, which means you'll get the next Facebook, but you'll get the next dog too. So I would prefer to have large cap, small cap, domestic, international, emerging markets, REITs. And that's what the stock portfolio looks like. And within each of those categories, my personal preference, you don't have to do it, my personal preference would be to hire a concentrated manager. That manager that believes, as I do, that you can get adequate diversification with 20 or 30 stocks. And if you have 20 or 30 stocks in the large cap area and 20 or 30 stocks in the small cap area and so forth, you're still going to have a few hundred stocks. But that diversification will exist because you'll be in different segments of a market, multi-asset diversification, multi-style diversification, and in some instances, multi-manager diversification. But add to that concentration. You've heard us talk about high active share and alpha-driven money managers and low quartile in terms of expenses. That goes into the calculus of your portfolio. But you can't end there. And so many people do. You need to be thinking about other investments that don't have a correlation to the stock and bond markets of today. On the bond side, yeah, you should have some treasuries and junk bonds and diversified bond funds and et cetera, et cetera. But just like on the stock side, where I have suggested the ownership of personally owned real estate or even private companies in some examples, if you can do your homework well enough to be able to do that, you do the same thing in the fixed income arena with, we've talked about annuities, fixed indexed annuities, fixed lifetime income annuities, MYGA annuities, all of which do not correlate at all with what happens in the bond market. And the only correlation to the stock market might be that an index annuity's interest is predicated upon how well a stock index does, but it doesn't lose money ever. And there are some that have some fees for other fringe benefits, but usually those fringe benefits are well worth the fees. You'll have to talk to your advisor about that. So, but the other things that fall into the category of being good investments is managing debt. I mean, if you have a 4% mortgage and you're sitting on a bunch of short-term bonds, the question is why? Take the money out of the short-term bonds and pay down the 4% debt. That's a 4% tax-free municipal bond, which is hard to find today. Be prepared to use your home in the form of a reverse mortgage. That's a terrific solution to buy you time so that you can wait for the markets to recover. Because as I've mentioned 1,000 times, if you went through a horrible 15-year period, chances are the next 15 years are going to be fantastic. And then you can get closer to those averages that we talked about. because you've managed the risk over those interim time periods where the market goes haywire on you. We'll be back.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup.
800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, I tell you, the stock market's been all too beautiful for the last 9 years. No question about it. 15.1% compounded returns. You don't see that often over that extended period of time. The question that I get probably most often is, can this continue? And, of course, the answer is no one knows for certain. You can be stuck in an overvalued bull market for many, many, many years because the markets move based on expectation more than the actual numbers. But sooner or later, we regress back to the mean returns. And in evaluating this for certain, equity market returns, what got us here won't get us there. I found this so interesting that I have to share it with you, in particular, if you have not managed your expectations going forward. Here's what he talked about. What drives equity returns? What really drives the return on your stocks over the long run? He says there are three basic building blocks: the dividend yield, earnings growth, and changes in price to earnings multiples. There are a few other things, but those are the three most common and I think most compelling, at least in the story of what you can anticipate your portfolio to do long term. So first off, the dividend yield. This is a metric that indicates how much a company pays out each year in dividends, which are the only cash flows that are paid out to long-term equity investors. Now, again, there's going to be arguable points on all sides of this. Let's just stick with what he is saying, he being Mike Kelly, Chief Investment Officer at FS Investments. And I think this is pretty cogent, so I'm going to continue on. Earnings growth. This rate indicates how much the bottom line of a company is growing each year. The rate is typically calculated on a real basis. That's after inflation. Future inflation expectations then added back in to arrive at the nominal growth rate number. So it's kind of a reverse engineered number, but you'll get the point when I get to that. And then finally, the change in price to earnings multiples. And this is the one that's been bantied about so much. But here's what he says about that. A PE multiple indicates the price that an investor is willing to pay for a dollar of earnings. Historically, this multiple for the U.S. market overall has averaged 18 times. But it varies considerably over time and is influenced by factors such as interest rates and inflation. Obviously, when interest rates are low and inflation is low, PE multiples tend to be high, like now. One important item of note is that PE multiples are inversely correlated with future expected returns over long terms. High PE multiples portend low future returns, while low PE multiples portend high future returns. But as I said, you can go a long time with high multiples and high returns. And it has not, PEs have not been a good indicator of short-term returns. Long-term, 10, 20, 30 years, yes. Short-term, not so much. Okay, so he says, let's take a look at stock returns from 1982 to 2016. Over this period, U.S. equity returns averaged 11.5%. Using the approach of basing future returns on historical averages, we would assume that we would be able to generate approximately 11% in a diversified portfolio of stocks going forward. This is a mistake that advisors are making every single day with you. A false expectation of rate of return. Remember, this is a 100% stock portfolio. If you're only 60% in stocks and 40% bonds, there's no way you're getting anywhere near 11%. And with these metrics where they are today, it ain't going to happen, at least according to this study. Let's break down how these historical returns were generated using the three building blocks, looking back again from 82 to 2016. Dividend yields accounted for 2.6% of the annual returns. Nominal earnings over this investment horizon posted 5.8% returns, and inflation added 2.8% annually. Finally, changes in PE multiples added 2.7 percentage points to the historical averages. Back in 1982, the PE multiple was 7.9, call it 8. It was 8 times. You paid $8 for a dollar of earnings. Today, you're paying way more than that, $20+ for a dollar in earnings. So let's look at the conditions today. The dividend yield is 2% compared to 2.6%. So dividends lower. Earnings growth in the short run is highly volatile. However, over the long term, it is far more forecastable. And barring dynamic regulatory reform, given demographic and productivity trends, U.S. economic growth is forecasted to grow close to 2% for the foreseeable future. Over the long run, companies' earnings growth cannot outpace the economy in which they operate. Given that GDP growth is adjusted for inflation, real earnings growth of 2% can reasonably be implied. To arrive at a nominal growth, we add back expected inflation, the five-year break-even inflation rate, difference between real and nominal growth bond yields is what they're calculating here. Today is 1.6%, which gives us a nominal expected earnings growth rate of 3.6% as compared to 5.8% in the previous period. You see how the expectations need to be managed lower going forward? I hope it's not the case, folks, but we are fools if we don't take this stuff into account. Next, the expected change in market multiple is the most difficult to forecast, given it estimates what investors will be willing to pay for stocks in the future. The long-term average multiple is 18 times and is historically mean reverting. Remember that an 8x multiple from January of 1982, today that same multiple is over 21 times. An investor is paying $21 for a dollar of earnings today. This level of PE multiple is in the top decile of historical valuations. We might as well face it. Stocks as an asset class, he says, are richly valued today. Many forecasters expect these market multiples to contract toward the long-term average in the coming years as rates and inflation move higher. However, another argument can be made that rates will remain low, thus justifying the high level of multiples. So the dichotomy exists. You've got two camps always, the perma bulls and the perma bears. Either way, while there is potential for significant downside, it's difficult to foresee multiples expanding further from here. So let's leave it as a push and add no positive or negative contribution from changes in multiples in the future. I think that's being generous, but nonetheless, he's writing it and doing the research, not me. Put it all together, and these building blocks produce an expected annualized return of 5.6% over the next 5 years. Now, I look at that and I say, you know what? I'm kind of okay with that. 5.6%, still 5.6%. If inflation's only 2%, I've got almost 4% over the rate of inflation. But if your advisor is calculating 8, 9, 10%, your numbers are going to be way, way off, way off. When you incorporate this forecast into a 60-40 portfolio of stocks and high-quality bonds, which yield roughly 2.6% today, the expected total return of such a portfolio is at 4.5%, near its lowest future expected returns of the past century. By the way, that 5.6% expected return, if the multiples don't come down, here's what they say about that. If you're in the camp that believes stocks will revert to the long-term average multiples, the expected return drops to 2.4%, not 5.6. So now you're down in the 3%, 3.2% range. And we've seen people like Jeremy Grantham and others tell us that. Now, this is a five-year projection. It's not a 15-year projection. So please don't misunderstand, because over a 30-year period of time, I think you'll get that 8% return. I don't think we've had a 30-year period where stocks haven't done 8. But the way you get there is not going to be at 8% every single year. You might have to go for 5 or 10 or 15 years underperforming, while you go for 5 or 10 or 15 years overperforming. When we come back, it's email time, but I'll explain what the solution here is as well. Stick around.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I'm reading Equity Markets Returns, What Got Us Here Won't Get Us There, from Mike Kelly. He's the president and chief investment officer of FS Investments. Smart guy. And he went through a really good analysis of why the markets are not likely over the next 5 years or so to do anywhere near what their historical averages have been. And I don't disagree at all with this, although 5 years is not long enough for me. And when we talk about what you can do about this, I'll sound like a broken record, but he says, accept lower returns and adjust your lifestyle to fit the lower return environment. That's one thing. I think that's always good advice. Also, you can accept higher risk. Maybe not perfect advice, although a lot of, in particular, retirees do not understand risk and therefore don't take any. So I'll put that one in the I kind of feel strongly both ways department. And then others find alternative sources of return, incorporating strategies that produce income or growth or both that are not traditional stocks and bonds. And you know I'm in that camp solidly. I think that's really important. But I think you also have to have the guts to maintain a long-term view. So I pulled out my handy-dandy iPhone here, and I keep this with me wherever I go, not just the iPhone, but this market research, because January 13th, 2016, a researcher wrote, should equity return assumptions in retirement projections be reduced for today's high Shiller CAPE valuation? And I keep this because I think it's really, really important. And I'm going to read from the executive summary. I know I'm taking my email time, but this is really, really important. Here's what he says. The sustainability of retirement cash flows from a portfolio depend in no small part on the returns generated by that portfolio, in particular, the real returns given the pernicious impact of inflation over a multi-decade retirement. In today's high valuation environment, many retirement projections are being done with reduced long-term return assumptions, with the caveat that while many advisors agree on the need to project lower returns, there's little agreement on how much lower it should be. A look at the available market data suggests that realistically it would be appropriate to reduce equity return assumptions by about 1% over the next 30 years to reflect the current valuation environment. Ironically, the reduction is not greater because 30 years is such a long time that even if returns are bad for a period of time, there are enough subsequent years to recover as well. Exactly what I said. Why did I say it? Because I've read this research paper about 20 times. In point of fact, though, it turns out that market valuation is even more predictive of 15-year returns, and that today's high P.E. ratios imply that between now and 2030, market returns could be reduced by as much as 400 basis points. That's 4%. On the other hand, because market valuations and the associated returns tend to move in cycles, this also implies that in the 2030s and 2040s, market returns could be as much as 400 basis points or 4% above the long-term averages. So important to understand, when you look at the long run, the markets don't seem all that volatile. But when you look at the short run, 400 or 4%, 400 basis points or 4% is quite dramatic. If you're expecting the markets to do 8 and you only do 4, that's big trouble when you compound that 4 out over 30 years. But if it does 4 for the first 15 years on average, say, and 12 for the next 15 years, you're not in bad shape unless you pushed the panic button and didn't have the guts to stay in for the long run. Now, make no mistake about it. The way you get the guts is to have other alternative sources of income and places from which to rely, like a reverse mortgage, like annuitized income, like direct-owned real estate, like private debt, all these other things that we talk about all the time, buys you the guts and the time to be able to withstand this level of market volatility. Finally, he says this. Ultimately, then, the ideal way to adjust return assumptions in a retirement plan in today's environment may not be to reduce long-term returns at all, but instead to do projections with a regime-based approach to return assumptions. This would entail projecting a period of much lower returns, followed by a subsequent period of higher returns in a manner that more accurately reflects the impact of market valuation on returns and better accounts for the sequence of returns risk along the way as well. This is brilliant stuff. And so if you can have this discussion with your financial planning team, go back to the drawing board and say, okay, now let's blow up your computer program or whatever, and let's make an assumption that the next 15 years, stocks do 4% and bonds do 2%. And then the 15 years after that, stocks do 12% and bonds do 4%. That might be a more realistic approach. I mean, it would certainly be a more realistic approach than stocks doing 9, 10, 11% and bonds doing 4 or 5%. They're historical averages. All right, hit it real quick. I got to get to at least one email. Julian, I have appreciated company stock in my 401k. Can you explain how I can get that money out tax-free? You know, I had this same question about a month or so ago. For some reason, people think they can take their appreciated stock out of their 401k plan tax-free. That is not 100% true. You can take it out. Let's say you have a basis, what you paid for that stock in your 401k of $100,000, and it's now worth $200,000. You can distribute in lump sum the whole 401k plan, roll the non-company stock into an IRA, and take a distribution of the company stock, but you'll still pay taxes on the $100,000 of basis. What you get, not tax-free, but tax-deferred, is the other $100,000 in gain. And that comes into your personal account. You've paid tax on $100,000. You have $200,000 worth of stock. Now you can sell off incrementally that stock and pay the capital gains tax only on that extra $100,000, which could be a rate of as low as zero. So it's a brilliant thing to consider, but it's not tax-free. I'm out of time. Hey, folks, make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
Ooh. You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.